Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I'm fed up, just got back, baby.
The big white house on the hill. Welcome back. 17 Till. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back a little Texas blues. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. She's the president of the Galen Institute, GALEN.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out and support the work that they do. They're supporting and advocating for and trying to help explain to everyone that market solutions are the best way to distribute healthcare and to fund healthcare in America. Market solutions. They work. We know they work. Giving people choice works. Taking control of their lives, like Obamacare did, doesn't work. And Grace Marie, that's what the House Republican organization under Speaker Ryan have tried to do with the Task Force on Poverty, Opportunity, and Upward Mobility. Tell us what they're doing there, and why is it better?
Well, you know, they know that people don't like Obamacare, but what are we going to do instead? Because we cannot have tens of millions of people losing the coverage they have now once again, and so they have to build a bridge to make sure that people keep coverage, but that we move toward the kind of free market system that really can work for this country, which, by the way, we have not tried yet. And so this whole year, from January until June, the key chairmen of the key committees involved in health care have been meeting with their staff and with outsiders like us. I've been to the House, the Hill, probably two or three times a week, most of this year, having meetings talking about the structure of this plan. How do we pull together the ideas that have been germinating and actually tried and working in the free market policy movement into one package? And the wonderful thing about it, Jim, is that this healthcare task force is very harmonious with other task forces that were going on simultaneously for taxes and poverty to really make sure that we have integrated ideas that work toward a true free market that gives people an incentive to work, that gives the market an incentive to produce the kinds of products, the kinds of insurance policies that people want to buy, that they can afford, and to really have truly a better way. That's the vision. And one after another, Speaker Ryan rolled out these task force reports. There's six of them, not only on poverty and on health care and taxes, but also on national security, on regulatory policy, that to really the key cornerstones of our economy. And they it's a wonderful plan. And it's something that Speaker Ryan has been meeting with Donald Trump to explain each one of these plans to him. Trump is very supportive. So what this does, Jim, is set an agenda for 2017. If a Republican is elected and the Congress is still held by the Speaker's party, by Republicans, and the Senate also, then they can begin to move forward to get legislation to the president's desk to really change the course.
Quickly, get it going early. So, yes. So why did they choose? Isn't this a kind of a novel way to do this work?
Yes.
In the form of white papers and reports, as opposed to coming up trying to fashion laws that were obviously not going to be passed and signed by the president.
That's right. You know, that's just throwing it at the wall, right? The first thing you have to do is get the American people on your side. So, a white paper explains why do we need this change, and what are you going to do in normal
in English
language that you and I talk about, rather than legislative language, which nobody understands? Let's make the case. So you remember the contract with America in 1994.
Yep.
This is like the contract of America with America writ large. Instead of a bunch of poll-tested ideas, this is a seamless policy plan that moves forward in a very different direction.
That can be executed. These can be applied.
Yes, and turned into legislation easily. But first, you've got to get the American people on your side. We have been on a track towards more and more government control more and more government deficit spending, more and more regulations. That is not working. That's why the economy has been so stagnant for the President Obama's entire term. We've got to change course. And this is a detailed map of how we are going to get there. In sweeping reform of the health sector to put consumers in charge of choices, to make the competitive real competition among the providers, among the health insurance companies, among those who are selling products of the health insurance in the medical sector, to really begin to move toward the kind of free market system that made this country work
right.
And great.
This folks, this is one of the things I've talked about, Grace Marie, is what I've been calling the Rubicon election. I thought 2008 was a Rubicon election, that we needed it was going to say something about how our country was headed by how the election turned out. I was right. The 2012, I said, was a point of no return, and to some degree we found out more about America. But 2016, folks, it really is the Rubicon election, isn't it, Grace Marie? This is a point of no return, and if we can prevent that from happening, what you're saying is Speaker Ryan is saying. Here is the track that we put our future on to return America to what made it great.
And the thing that he's really trying to do, Jeff, is to really build human capital, human
right.
flourishing, that make sure people are educated, that there's
yep.
jobs for them when they get out.
I hope this gets the coverage it deserves between now and November.
Too.
Hold on to that thought. Grace Marie Turner and I will be right back, folks. I'm going to ask her about politics after these messages. Tintail, don't forget Galen.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.